And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This wintry, cold, snowy week, Heather Curley Novak is just stuck.
I got to play in the snow this week. We got 19 inches, give or take 80. So I played in the snow, but not in the fun way. I played in the dog won't go out on her own and you don't want her to pee on the porch again sort of way. Our poor sedan that should be put out to pasture got stuck twice in one day. I told my husband John to just leave it there with a free please take sign. Like the car, I also got stuck in a snowdrift. I'd run out without a coat or gloves to move our car a few feet away from the shoveled sidewalk. I tried to slip around the end of the car, but with my fabulous COVID-19, I tumbled off kilter into the piled snow. I was stuck, half in, half out of a 3-foot drift. I was kneeling in several feet of snow, but couldn't stand up. There was nothing to grab onto. I had to put my bare hands into the snow, the rough ice crystals jabbing against my hands and face. The powder of it meant I just sank. It was like swimming in your freezer. I struggled to move my toasty warm but heavy booted feet. I kicked and flailed and finally rolled over onto my back and half crawled, half rolled into the street. I felt so ungainly. It was like being 9 months pregnant all over again. No, it was like being pregnant and trying to roll over in bed. If my sheets and nightgown were both flannel. And if my bed were in the middle of the street. There was definitely swearing as at last I stood, anything but victorious and covered in snow. Our kids have actually enjoyed playing in the snow. This joy is increased as it's the only safe way our family is social these days. The kids are remote learning and just had a winter break, followed by an actual snow day, followed by an e-learning day. As if the past year of familial togetherness wasn't enough, we got more time together at home. Just the four of us, more time together. I have been more irritable, and so is everyone else. I know I'm not alone in loosening our pandemic restrictions. I'm not the only one trying to get strangers driving by the house to take one of the kids for the weekend. I spent 2 hours locked in my bedroom last weekend just to be alone, and my sweet husband got nervous. Whether he was nervous I would leave him or leave him with the kids, I do not know, but I told him he had nothing to worry about. Those children, though. I'm kidding. I'm pretty much kidding. I shouldn't whine and complain because I know I'm experiencing an A+ pandemic experience. We have steady income, we are healthy, and we like each other. Our extended family is all on the same page with precautions and social distancing, so there is no strife, and we have money in our budget for weekly restaurant delivery, thus the COVID-19 I'm working on. I'm not quite there yet. Who knows? Who cares? We are at the stage when we are weary from 2021, and it has barely started. Alcohol is important. Copious snacking options are important. Good things to read from the library and all the internet subscriptions are a priority. We finally saved up enough to buy a new couch, since it's a literal lifeboat each day. And we are also getting a bigger chair with room for both of my girls to snuggle up with me for more togetherness. My basement has been kinda purged, and my house is kinda clean, and the laundry is still in piles, so that isn't new. The Holderness family parodies and random TikTok videos make me howl with laughter and remember that we are all so alike. We keep finding fun things to do. We're doing a Netflix Nailed It at Home baking event this weekend, and I think we might also try making snow ice cream. Hey, at least then the next time I'm trapped in a mini avalanche snowbank, I could maybe eat my way to safety. From Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today. Help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Oceana Chronicles can be heard every Friday during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please help me, help me.
Oceana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.